Chapter 26. Mindy and Moose let out long, disappointed sighs.
"Buster deserted us," Mindy said softly.
Her shoulders sagged. Moose dropped to his knees on the floor, shaking his head.
"Trampoline! Trampoline!"
The chant had changed. Hap grinned up at us.
"Maybe we'll use you for trampolines. That would be fun."
"It's almost time for a vote,"
Chip added, rubbing his hands together eagerly.
"Trampoline! Trampoline!
Tug of war! Tug of war!"
I held my hands over my ears, trying to block out the sound of their shrill voices. "Silence. Please let me have silence," I thought. "Silence." The word gave me an idea. Silence. Buster's dog whistle was silent. Suddenly, I knew how to bring Buster back. "Mindy," I cried, "the dog whistle. Buster always comes when I blow the dog whistle." Mindy raised her head and brightened.
"That's right," she cried. "Hurry, Joe."
I grabbed for the shiny metal whistle under my t-shirt. It felt slippery with sweat. "This has to work," I thought to myself. "It has to bring Buster back." I pulled the whistle out.
"The whistle!"
several gnomes shrieked. The room instantly grew silent. I raised the whistle to my lips.
"Quick, blow it,"
Mindy screeched. To my surprise, Hap and Chip both dove at me. They leaped up and slapped at the whistle. The whistle spun out of my hands.
"No!"
I cried in despair. I grabbed frantically for it, but it rolled and tumbled away, sliding across the basement floor.